So there are a number of court cases happening across the country today. We're going to try and touch on all of these, from Joburg to Cape Town to Durban. The first of these is murder suspect Ntuthuko Shoba. He's been denied bail today in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court, and he's the alleged mastermind behind Tshegofatse Phule's murder. And her boyfriend stands accused of this conspiracy to commit murder, amongst other charges. You'll remember that he was arrested after Muzikayise Malepane entered into a plea agreement with the state and implicated Shoba in the killing of Phule. So this has been the second bail application that he's brought. Edwin Ntsidi, EWN reporter, is at the courthouse for us. Edwin, thank you for your time today. Tell us about the decision handed down in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court today.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Mandy, remember that this was for the second time that Ntuthuko Khosa, the man believed to be behind the killing of Tshegofatse Phule, who was by then, last year in June, heavily pregnant, had been denied bail, as correctly said by this court. Remember what transpired in the first bail application. He was denied bail. Then he claimed to the court that he has new facts that he wants to present before the court to prove that, you know, there are circumstances that could lead this court to grant him bail. First, he claimed that he's supporting, or the grandmother is relying on him financially. And secondly, he mentioned the fact that he's now unemployed. Remember that just a week ago or so, he was fired by the JSE. We heard that he was employed by the JSE as an IT technician. So that is one of the reasons that he placed before court. And also what he mentioned was the fact that he has a house, a bond house, but the court was not happy with his explanation, because the court said that he did not reveal that he's in that particular house with a female person. So, I mean, based on that, the court said that, you know what, there are no new facts that warrant this particular court to change his mind with regard to the first bail application, because what the magistrate said, that is Denise Smith, she said that, you know what, you did not, as claimed before, that you've got new facts that you want to present before the court. Basically, what the magistrate is that the fact that, I mean, you are supporting your credit financially, I mean, does not hold water, because the state has evidence that there are two more people, siblings, I mean, Shoba siblings, that could take care of the granny. And on the JSC matter, and the magistrate also raised a concern that since you managed to tell this court that you are able to appeal this matter, why don't you do it behind bars? I mean, because you have managed to tell this court that you can do it, and so your argument doesn't hold water, and I mean, as far as the circumstances are concerned, it doesn't warrant this court to grant him bail. So now, mainly what would happen, as you would know, I mean, this is a Section 6 offense. And now what would happen is that in his court appearance on the 17th of May, on the 17th of this month, the indictment will be served to Shoba and his legal team, and the matter will then be referred to the High Court for a pre-trial hearing. I mean, as you know, this will end in the High Court, maybe.
Okay, Edwin Ntsidi, EWN reporter, thank you for that update. So that's the first of the court cases that we are touching on there. The murder suspect Ntuthuko Shoba, the alleged mastermind behind Tshegofatse Phule's murder, today being denied bail.